Russia accuses the U.S. of causing election trouble. Missionaries are hopeful for healing in the Ivory Coast. And winter sets in heavily over Japan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The political uncertainty continues in Russia, and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says the United States propaganda machine is to blame. It's not over. 45,000 people have pledged on Facebook to join in new protests of the Putin rule and election flaws tomorrow. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov says young people have lost hope, so they're doing something about it through their Project Hope gift-giving campaign.
We are standing with orphans, with the abandoned children across the former Soviet Union. Little people who need hope, people who need to hear about Jesus Christ.
Russian Ministry's next generation leaders hope to deliver more than 50,000 Christmas gifts to kids. All of them have toys, essentials, and a Bible. Kulikov says Project Hope could be the catalyst for spiritual change.
As people come to know Jesus Christ, they are transformed from within. And this transformation from within, one by one by one, will transform society, will transform a country.
$25 is all it takes to have an eternal impact. Meanwhile, ex-President Laurent Gbagbo appeared in the International Criminal Court last week. Ivory Coast's old leader is being charged for crimes against humanity. His refusal to leave office last year cost 3,000 lives. But New Tribes Mission's Vern Johnson says Gbagbo unintentionally united the nation.
When he refused to concede to the elected president, he actually made a pretty bad name for himself with some of these crimes he's being accused of. And I think it actually helped to unify the country under the new president, which is a very good thing.
Now that Gbagbo is behind international bars, there is some fear that many of his supporters will reignite civil war. But New Tribes is hopeful that the country will remain peaceful.
There is a large amount of hope now that there will be renewed security in Ivory Coast and that a lot of expatriate missionaries can return.
Either way, Bible translation has been able to continue and the church has been strengthened. Pray for Ivorian believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. God is moving in a big way in Northwest India. Evangelist Sammy Tippett just wrapped up a week of evangelistic meetings, training, and pastors' conference. The evangelistic meetings were the largest meetings Tippett had ever held in India's Punjab state. Pastors there don't have a chance to go to leadership conferences, and many who came were new believers. The crowds grew nightly, and the response to the gospel also grew. Pray that new believers would grow in their faith. There's more on the story at our website. Elsewhere, Japan's government has lifted some of the restrictions around the Fukushima Daiichi area. It seems like business is getting back to normal. But after March's disaster, what is normal? Many survivors are still living in temporary housing. International Aid's Brian Anderson says the pace of recovery could play into another issue later on.
A number of these housing units lack both heat or air conditioning. There's gaps along the roof line. And coming into winter, there's a real concern there just about a lack of hope. They really are dreading a spike in the suicide rate there as well.
International Aid partners with local churches to help them cope with crisis. Pray. It's critical to their new normal.
Because the government is truly focused on infrastructure, it does create an opportunity on the personal level for the Christian community to make some inroads with people and to be able to share the gospel in ways that they normally would not have been able to do.
And we could be seeing a new wave of young missionaries from Brazil. Over 400 Brazilian young people just concluded a four-day conference focused on the importance and opportunities of missions. Operation Mobilization played a big role in the conference. Now they're just waiting to see just how many kids committed to missions training, potentially with OM. More Brazilian youth are coming to Christ daily. Pray they'll share the good news with others. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. It features songs like One Last Christmas, Day After Christmas, and many of your favorite Christmas carols that will point you to the Christ of Christmas. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.